Hey everyone, this is Mike. Welcome to Japan Top 10 for early February 2016. With this being my first episode, I thought I'd take a moment to just explain a little bit about who I am. I've been a fan of Japanese culture, including the music, for almost 15 years now, and am actually a singer myself, and working on improving my Japanese language skills so that at some point maybe I can try singing some Japanese songs myself. We're currently looking for internal staff members to join our team. If you're interested in helping us create the chart listings and getting episodes ready to release, then this is the position you're looking for. Details on how to apply are available on our website at jtop10.jp. Just look under the page titled Join Us. Are you interested in advertising with us? Make sure to check out our website and find out how we can market your product or company on our podcast. We're one of the most popular Japanese music podcasts and radio shows out there, and our sales manager will work to ensure your company's goals and needs are met. Before we get started on the countdown, here's a little message from Shane.
Hey, Lizzie, back in for that big band concert you're going to?
Oh yeah, and I definitely can't forget my Big Bang t-shirt signed by T.O.P. himself! Ah!
Wow, huh. I wonder why we haven't done any t-shirt things on the J-Top 10 podcast.
You do know that there is a promotion going on now, right?
Say what now?
Dude, do you work on this show? If anyone donates more than $30 US to the podcast, they can get a free Japan Top 10 t-shirt.
We do that now? What's the details?
Duh. I mean, if you want to see all the details, just go check out our website at jtop10.jp.
Why'd you say the website name? I already know it.
Well, I don't know. You didn't even know this promotion existed. OMG, Shane.
I should check my email more often. Hey, can I borrow this?
No, you can't borrow my TOP signed t-shirts!
And so, folks, if you want to donate $30 US or more, you will receive a free Japan Top 10 t-shirt with that donation. It's of the most high quality and very comfortable. Also, you'd be helping us out a bunch in improving the podcast. Thank you all for your donation, folks.
All right, and now, to quote Mr. T, let's cut the jibba-jabba and get right down to the countdown. Coming in at number 10, the brand new song on the countdown, this is I with Minagamina Eyu.
Number 10.
Tokubetsu janai, eiyū janai, minna no ueni wa sora ga aru, ame no hi mo aru, kaze no hi mo aru, tama ni haretara maru mo.
Minagamina Eyu by I. And I gotta say, whenever I hear that song, I just want to start dancing, which is not a pretty sight, and probably a good thing this show is audio only. The song was used in the commercial for the Japanese cell phone carrier AU in their campaign featuring three famous fairy tale characters, Ushime Taro, Momotaro, and Kintaro. In this version of the commercial, they encounter other fairy tale characters, both Western and Japanese, including Cinderella and the Tortoise and the Hare. I is part Italian-American. She first became a singer in the U.S. after attending high school there, and then while performing on a radio station during a tour of Japan, was scouted and began singing in Japan as well. Coming in at number 9, another new song on the countdown, this is LOL with Ladi Dadi.
Number 9.
was Lottie Dottie by LOL. I definitely recommend checking out the dance version music video of this song. I had a chance to check it out recently, and the moves they show on this video are amazing. LOL got their start doing the theme song for the anime Tribe Cool Crew, and were signed to Avex Records after the five members beat out over 10,000 people in an audition. The song was composed by the rock band Back On. Coming in at number 8, up 2 places, here is Naoko Inkiraimi with Mirae.
Number 8.
思い通りにいかなくたって上手に笑えなくたってそれでいいそれでもいいでも諦めたくないから時には風が吹いたってそこには夢が待ってんだ苦しみの先にある輝く未来を信じて 当たり前だと思ってた日常があっという間に姿を変えて迎えてどれだけ涙流しても、この不安はずっと貪ってる蝕んでる。なんで自分ばっかこんな辛い思い諦めたくないから時には風が吹いたってそこには夢が待ってんだ苦しみの先にある輝く未来を信じて光はあるんだって乗り越える自信は今はまだないけれど答えはどんな時だって自分の中にあるんだって不確かで孤独な旅みんなも続けているんだろう この感情吐き出したくてやり場のない思いを叫んでんだ負けるもんか負けるもんかいつか笑えたらそれでいいさいつになっても構わないさ明日が今日より 少しでもいい日になりますように時には雨が降ったってそこには夢が待ってんだ水たまりに青空映し綺麗な虹がかかるようにさあ
That was Miraie by Naoto Interaimi. Naoto says that the theme of this song is when times are tough and things aren't going as expected, don't give up and believe in yourself. Imagine a bright future. Naoto has traveled to many countries, especially in South America, and the DVD included with the release of this song includes a documentary about Naoto's travels in Vietnam. Coming in at number 7, brand new on the countdown, here's Glay with Kanojo wa Zombie.
Number 7.
Let me bite you to death.
Was Kanojo wa Zombie by Glay. The title means My Girlfriend is a Zombie. Some of the choice lyrics in this song include, "Hey, did you know? My girlfriend's skin is gross. Her voice is emo. She's naturally goth. She's a zombie, and she loves like she lives." This song will be used as the ending theme for the variety TV show King's Brunch in February and March. There's an anime mini music video for the song that shows a guy interacting with his new zombie girlfriend. At number 6, down 2 places, here's Kanaboon with Run and Run.
Number 6.
Ichi ni tsu
and run by Kanabun. Kanabun started out as an Asian Kung Fu Generation cover band when the members were in high school. One of the things I really like about this group is that every music video has an extra part at the end that shows a glimpse into the making of the video. This one shows the band members having a great time filming a shot where they run towards the camera. At number 5, down 4 places, here's EXILE with Kimi ni Muchu.
Number 5.
Here we go. Yep. I turn no say that. I got one more side. So na kotoba ka kuchiri makuteru. Shio mo na birthday. Chotto yori michi shite. Karaoke utatte biru nonde wasure yo. そうでもない気もするけど、あの子にプレゼントくらいはしてみたい。君に夢中、君に夢中、一日中全然頭から離れない。Yeah, yeah. 君に夢中、君に夢中、一日中。集まって久しぶりにまた大騒ぎしてみよう。怒られちゃって反省しながら仕切り直してもう一回飲み直し。
Was Kimi ni Muchu by EXILE. The title loosely means entranced by you. When I first saw this video, it turned out a lot different than what I had expected upon hearing the song. Not really sure what it was I actually expected to see, but then sometimes the unexpected can be a pleasant surprise. The members of EXILE are known to love drinking, and the music video is intended to show them happily raising a glass to their friendship. the song was used in an ad campaign for Suntory the Malt Beer. The music video not only uses footage filmed for the commercial, but also uses pre-existing footage of EXILE's drinking parties. The band has also said that they hope that the fun they were having carries over and that you have fun watching the video. At number 4, brand new on the countdown, here's Man with a Mission with Memories.
Number 4.
Was Memories by Man with a Mission. Not only does everyone in this band wear a different wolf mask, they have a pretty crazy backstory that involves them being created by Jimi Hendrix and frozen in the Antarctic. Personally, I'm glad my backstory is a little warmer. This song is being used in a commercial for Japan Railway's Ski Ski campaign, featuring the band, including some hilarious posters in Shibuya Station. It promotes taking Japan Railway's trains to the ski areas in Japan. Coming in at number 3, also new on the countdown, here's Bump of Chicken with Butterfly.
Number 3.
Bye.
That was Butterfly by Bump of Chicken, from Bump of Chicken's new album, Butterflies, which will be released this Wednesday, February 10th. It's their first new album in 2 years. This album was not produced as a whole. Instead, the band focused on the individual songs. The band's name is kind of unusual. They thought Bump of Chicken meant something like Counterattack of the Chicken, which actually sounds like it'd be the title of a B-movie. I'd watch it. At number 2, up 6 places on the countdown, here's Suchmos with Stay Tuned.
Number 2.
Yeah.
was Stay Tuned by Suchmos, a six-person group from the Kanagawa Prefecture. Suchmos want to combine the influences of jazz, hip-hop, rock, and soul. Reviewers have compared this particular song to the sound of the British band Jamiroquai, and some of the backgrounds in the music video are a direct homage to the Jamiroquai music video for Virtual Insanity. At number one, up one place, here's Kobukuro with Mirai.
Number one.
Sobre mim. vai calar.
That was Mirai by Kobukuro. This is the theme song to the new movie Orange, based on a shoujo manga, and one version of the MV uses images from the manga. The band wanted to express the theme of looking into the future, not knowing what will happen, that they felt while reading the manga that the movie is based on. As was mentioned earlier, if you'd like to get your hands on one of our snazzy Japan Top 10 t-shirts, it's easy to do. If you donate $30 or more, a free Japan Top 10 t-shirt can be yours. Also, if you've enjoyed what you've heard so far on the show, make sure to write a review for us on iTunes. And now it's time for some extra stuff, because who doesn't love extra stuff, right? For this week's Idols Inclusion, we're looking at a request from Ian. Here's Baby Metal with Ijime Dame Zettai.
Thank you.
was Ijime Dame Zettai by Baby Metal. This is an anti-bullying song. The title means something to the effect of No More Bullying. This was Baby Metal's debut major label single and received a lot of buzz. The reviewer for Rolling Stone Japan even said, "I'm so grateful that we now have the kind of idol music scene that could produce a weird song like this." Moving on to our Visual K discovery, here's Alice 9 with Rainbows.
Yeah!
That was Rainbows by Alice Nine. Alice Nine is a Visual K band, but they wanted to present a different image with this song and its music video. They're wearing much more casual clothing and are not dressed in the Visual K style. This video was intended to feel like a disco club and was filmed by having the band perform a slowed down version of the song that was later sped up. This song came out in 2009 and is featured on the Alice Nine album Vandalize. Next up, we're going to take a look at our J-Rock Extra. This is Kisako with Michi. That was Michi by Kisako. The song is from their second album released in April of 2015, and the song was actually suggested to us by the band themselves. And if any of our listeners are in bands or artists that focus on Japanese music genre, they can submit their music, and if we deem it to be appropriate for the podcast, we'll play their music on the show. And now I'm going to have Rekka explain that in Japanese for our Japanese listeners.
Hi, Rekka desu. 日本のバンドとアーティストのこのポッドキャストに自分の曲をメールしていただけませんか？メールアドレスは info@jtop10.jp info@jtop10.jp です。詳しくはこのポッドキャストのサイト jtop10.jp をご覧になってください。どうもありがとうございます。
And that brings us to the end of another episode. I hope you all enjoyed the music as much as I did. Be sure to check out our website, jtop10.jp, to see a complete list of the songs that were played today. And be sure to like us on Facebook. Until next time, またね!